Hello, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Marissa Arnone, NASM CPT, registered dietitian nutritionist, all of the things. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I am very, very passionate about, and that is why working with a dietitian can actually save you money. Because I know that a very common objection against working with a registered dietitian is, oh my gosh, they're so expensive, I can never afford that. So I am going to give you, I think, 6 different reasons why you would actually save money working with a dietitian versus going at whatever it is your health or fitness goal is alone. But first of all, I want to bring to light a huge mistake I made in last week's, or I guess the last couple weeks. It was 2 weeks ago, I think. That episode, I said something that was completely wrong. But literally, me and other dietitians are going to be the only ones that would have noticed it. But nonetheless, I am a perfectionist. So when I make a mistake, I have to tell the world and address it. So in last week's episode, I said Hamway formula when I was talking about calories and metabolism and how the total daily energy expenditure calculator online calculates your calories for you. And I said it was from the Hamway formula that we use in the hospital as dietitians. That is completely false. I meant to say MSJ, which stands for Mifflin St. Jeor. That is the correct formula for calculating calories, not Hamway. That is a completely different formula. Of course, you're probably listening to this like, what the heck is she talking about? I clearly didn't notice that. But yeah, I had to say something. So there you go. So now let's get into it. Common objection, working with a dietitian is too much money. So here are some ways that whether it's working with me, working with somebody else, any registered dietitian, really, this can be of service to you. So number one, you will save money on BS supplements. This is the one tip or the one reason that made me want to make this entire episode, because it's so true. Dietitians are very well versed on supplements, supplement safety, and supplement science. So we are able to tell you which supplements you may actually need versus which ones don't work, which ones just aren't necessary, and which ones are outright dangerous. So if you saw my Instagram or my TikTok, I made a TikTok post yesterday about different kinds of supplements we are leaving behind in 2022. I might make an entire dedicated episode just to going into detail about each one of those supplements and why we're leaving it behind and we're not using them in 2023. So if you are interested in that, please shoot me a DM and let me know so I can get on that. But overall, I can save you money on supplements. And also, I personally have a database of evidence-based, science-backed supplements that I can actually get you discounts for if you are my client, which is great. So even if I do recommend you a supplement, I can get you it cheaper than you would just going out on your own and buying it yourself. I can also tell you dosing. I can make sure that there are no medication interactions with anything. There's a lot to think about when you are trying to buy supplements, and not enough people think about those things because it's just not common knowledge. You get bogged down by the marketing of said supplement saying it's going to do all of these miracle things for you, but we also have to think about so many other things when we're actually investing our money into them. Are they actually going to work? Are they actually going to work for you and your individual needs? And are they safe and science-backed? Is there scientific research to prove its efficacy? There are so many things. So I can help give you tunnel vision and be able to really hone in on what you're going to need for you. But of course, most dietitians, if not all dietitians, come at things with a food-first approach. So my goal when working with a client is to get them to the point where they are getting the vast majority of their nutrients in the proper amounts through their diet alone so that they don't have to spend money on supplements. Maybe in the beginning when I'm working with someone, if I see they have a really apparent deficiency that we have to correct quickly, those are some cases where I would prescribe a supplement or recommend a supplement to them. But overall, I like to take things with a food-first approach and make sure that we can really get to the bottom of things in the kitchen and see what we can change to boost whatever it is that needs to be boosted. For example, cooking with omega-3 fatty acids instead of oils that are higher in omega-6 fatty acids. There's so many examples I could give you about easy kitchen swaps, just swapping one ingredient for another, boom, or adding more foods to our diets that can be beneficial to us that are nutrient dense. A lot of my clients don't think about how powerful nuts and seeds are, even when you add them to a smoothie or add them to a yogurt bowl, things like that. So overall, you usually do not need supplements. And this also brings up the argument about multi-level marketing companies. If you're familiar with them, a multi-level marketing company will have representatives, distributors. They're sometimes called a myriad of things, but those distributors will try to sell you a package. And these packages can range anywhere from $300 to $800, $900, into the thousands of dollars. And I always see these packages online and think, first of all, the majority of people don't need any of this stuff. And second of all, if someone invested the same amount of money that they're spending on those outrageously priced packages on me, the amount of work we could do and the amount of money they would end up saving in the long run, it's absolutely mind-blowing. That's why I don't trap, because it's not a trap, but I don't have my clients join any type of 3-month, 6-month, 12-month program that costs thousands of dollars up front, just because I know it can be overwhelming and I want to meet people where they're at. So that's why I do things on an individual consult to consult, session to session basis. So that's a really big one, is the supplements. Number two, you can use insurance in a lot of cases when you're working with a dietitian, an outpatient dietitian too. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to see a dietitian if I'm in the hospital for 10 minutes before they discharge me. But think about this. You can actually work with an outpatient registered dietitian one-on-one for weeks on end and have your insurance pay for it. Now, unfortunately for me, I am out of network. So what would happen if you do have insurance and you wanted to work with me, we would need collectively to do a little bit of research, see what services of mine your insurance company would actually reimburse. And if there are things like preventative care that I can work with you on that your insurance company would reimburse, I would issue you out a super bill. You'd have to pay for the session up front, but then you would get reimbursed by your insurance company. So there's ways around it, even though I cannot take every single type of insurance right now. So there's always options. And a lot of dietitians, I know I am, I'm open to doing payment plans. So if someone wants to do, let's say, a meal plan, an initial consult, and then 3 follow-up sessions, but they can pay for it in the span of 3 months instead of 1 month, I can set up a payment plan really, really easily. So I am open to doing all of those things. I am open to working with people's budgets as much as possible. And that is why it shouldn't feel that overwhelming to work with a dietitian. Of course, if someone is asking you for $3,000 upfront and that is too much for you, just know that there are other options. There are other dietitians out there. It just takes some time and takes some digging. And you also want to note that if you are working with a registered dietitian, that you might want to get on a free call with them first to see if your personalities align, if your values align, and all of that good stuff, the same way you would with a therapist. You wouldn't just throw all of your money at one therapist and lock yourself into 3 months with them if you've never really talked to them or gotten to know them and they haven't gotten to know you. And that is a really big reason why you could end up saving money if you just go the slow and easy route, talk to a couple dietitians, feel it out, see who aligns with you the most, and then you can go from there and talk pricing with them and find a way where it works out for both of you. So that's a huge one is insurance. A lot of people don't realize that they can use insurance on these types of services. Some insurance companies do allow you to use or classify your services as preventative care. Even if you don't have a medical condition, you could still potentially see a registered dietitian if you are doing preventative care, which is great. So don't just think that you have to have a diagnosed medical condition in order to tap into this. Also, I know that some dietitians can take from your health savings account. So if you have an HSA, that's another way that you could potentially pay for a registered dietitian without feeling like it's coming right out of your pocket. So that is a big one. And number three, lots of dietitians give free advice on social media. I know I do. And I know I follow so many amazing dietitians on social media. And it's not that hard to find them. Just type in dietitian to any of the social media apps and people will come up. That is a great way to get some of the basics down, like things that you don't necessarily need to pay a dietitian to tell you, like what are the food groups? What are macronutrients? What are micronutrients? Why are they important? Like the really, really basic stuff. You could definitely find RDs online that will just give that advice for free. Because if you think about it, that's their form of advertising. It's organic reach on social media that really brings in the high quality clients that want to do the work, like probably like you who's listening to this right now. So that's why a lot of dietitians spend time and energy and like true solid effort in creating content online. And it's only for your benefit. So you can find some really great tips, even like healthy recipes. That's another great way. Now, of course, you don't need to follow a registered dietitian to get great healthy recipes, but that's just one way. I do always caution my clients and everyone else on social media too. I'm very vocal over the fact that nutritionists, health coaches, people where their title is an unregulated term, they're not always the most trustworthy. Sometimes they can be, but anyone with that type of title that is not a dietitian did not go through the proper training to give individualized advice. So they may put stuff online that's public advice and generalized, but they cannot take you on as a client, let's say if you have prediabetes, and recommend you a consistent carb diet or anything like that. So you have to be careful with that. It is okay to take advice from those people at times, but there are warning signs that they may not know what they're talking about. And those warning signs are if they are fear-mongering, like saying one food is going to kill you, for example, seed oils, saying that seed oils cause inflammation and cancer, that's a big red flag. Any of that type of fear-mongering and making you feel afraid of certain foods or afraid to eat certain foods, that's a big one. Two, if you go on their profile and you literally cannot find their credential, like you can't look up any sort of accreditation, certification, anything like that. And three, if they're trying to sell you a product, like if they just have a supplement that's in their bio, a lot of the time it's from a multi-level marketing company. That is what I've seen the most often because these people will come up on my For You pages and I will see the same patterns over and over and over again. They will fearmonger a food, they will have no qualifications, and they will be shilling, in a sense, a multi-level marketing product to their followers. So that's usually the people you want to not take your nutrition advice from. If you really want consistent, solid, evidence-based, great nutrition advice, get them from dietitians on social media. It is going to save you a lot of time and money because not everyone has to work with a dietitian. Yes, everyone eats. I would recommend people seeing a dietitian at least in one point of their lives, but there are seasons of your life where you might just need some healthy tips and motivation and inspiration. So that is a great outlet, a free way to get that advice. Number four, you don't have to work with one forever. And the work that you can do with one can for 3 months can last you a lifetime. Those principles, the things that you learn can truly last you your entire life. That is why I take things from a lifestyle perspective, not a diet perspective, because diets are very short-term. Lifestyle, literally it's in the name, is for life. So I have often found that I will work with someone for 3 months, and then after that, maybe 6 months down the road, they'll need a pep talk or just some mindset training. But overall, my clients that work with me consistently for a few months end up getting what they need, getting their solution, and running with it. Because dietitians will take things from an education standpoint. What we are there to do is educate you on how to eat for your specific goals, for your specific medical condition, and all of that good stuff. We are not there to gatekeep or make you feel like you have to work with us forever for you to continue to see results. That's what I see a lot of trainers doing, a lot of health coaches. They'll continue to run program after program after program, and they'll be super rigorous. They won't actually teach you anything. They'll just tell you, take this supplement twice a day, every day, eat 1,000 calories, give you no extra information on that, and you'll burn out. You'll do fine for the first couple of weeks, but then you get back to square one, and you have to continually do the program over and over and over again until you decide finally that enough is enough. So that is not the route that registered dietitians take with their clients. And I'm speaking very generally here. Of course, there are great people and bad people in every single profession. I'm just saying the really good intentioned, good-hearted registered dietitians, this is what we are here for. We are here to educate. And that is the kicker. There are things that you learn in school, though you may not have realized it or wanted to, that you will know for the rest of your life, like mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Literally, like little things like that, you will notice that you learned in school that you still, it's still in your brain today. So the same thing is going to apply with food. Once you really understand it, and it's not like a lecture where I'm just lecturing, spewing all this information at you and not letting you ask questions. No, when you really truly understand a concept in nutrition, you can carry that with you for life. So just because you spend a few hundred dollars on a dietitian over the course of a few months does not mean that you have to do that forever. It's not going to be like you're spending $500 every single month for the rest of your life on a dietitian. Then yeah, if that was the case, I'd say, okay, that's a little expensive. That might not be for everybody, but that's not always how it is. That shouldn't be how it is, because you will get to a point where you know enough to consistently reach your goals. And when you have a new goal, you know how to pivot. And that is what a dietitian is here to help you do. Number five, they can help you save money on food. So for example, going out versus dining in. If you are consistently going out to eat, chances are you're spending a lot more money than you would if you grocery shopped. Well, okay, exception, maybe not in today's economy, but regularly. Let's say you went to a sit-down restaurant. That usually will be a lot different than if you went out to McDonald's. Clearly, there's going to be a price discrepancy there. But for the sake of this example, let's say you're spending a certain amount of money going out to eat that you could have allocated towards eating at home, you will most likely be able to eat higher quality meals at home that'll get you closer to your goals, and you'll be saving money in the long run. There's also really easy healthy swaps that dietitians can make you aware of. For example, buying frozen fruits and vegetables over fresh. They can typically be more affordable when they're frozen, and unlike what a lot of people may think, eating frozen fruits and vegetables does not mean that they are less quality than fresh vegetables. So what a dietitian can do is help you break down those barriers or the swaps that you may think are way too expensive, when in actuality they may not be. So that is also a really great way to save money working with a dietitian, is just general food all the time. I can personally, for myself, being just freshly out of college, I could give you personal advice and tips that I've gone through to try and save money going grocery shopping. Heck, I made an entire webinar all about meal planning and affordable grocery shopping that you can find in my Sofit Gold membership, because it's recorded on an unlisted tab on YouTube. So you can watch that and get so many great, great tips to save money while you're grocery shopping. On top of that, you'll also save money by meal planning and batch cooking at home versus going out to eat all the time. Anyway, so it's a win-win. And hey, my Sofit Gold membership is only $49. So it's not like you're even paying that much money to get a plethora of information there. That's going to save you money in the long term. Here's the thing. If we're talking about how a dietitian is going to save you money, we have to think about it from a long-term lens. Obviously, it's going to require a short-term investment up front. Maybe not if you are one of the lucky ones that has insurance and can qualify to speak with a dietitian with your insurance and pay nothing out of pocket. But in most cases, it will require some short-term upfront investment. But you have to think about the long-term savings. Same reason why you might purchase a home and have a mortgage instead of renting. It's a very similar, like you really have to think a couple years down the road to see what is this actually going to impact with my finances? Is it actually going to make an impact or make a difference? And I'm here to tell you, it absolutely is. Spending an initial investment, it's truly an investment in your health. It's not like you're throwing money down the toilet. You know how you would be throwing money down the toilet? If you were buying all of these bogus supplements and product packs. That's how you're throwing money down the toilet, literally. Because if you think about it, so many of these supplements are making you overconsume vitamins. And if your pee turns fluorescent yellow, you know you are literally throwing vitamins down the toilet. Whatever your body cannot use for water-soluble vitamins, it goes down the drain. It gets excreted from your body. So that is a literal, not just a metaphorical, a literal example of how you could be throwing your money and flushing it down the toilet if you're not working with a registered dietitian. So I hope I'm being pretty convincing already. There is one more really big one that I have to talk about. Dietitians, specifically in preventative care, which is I think most dietitians, unless you're an inpatient dietitian and working in the hospital, most dietitians work in preventative care. They can help you stay out of the hospital. If you think about, let's say, well, I'll give you an actual example. I met a very kind woman who came up to me and told me that she went to the doctor and he diagnosed her with peripheral vascular disease. And her doctor said that it was very, very minor. It's not like she was going to have a heart attack in the next 6 months or anything like that. But she noticed that and said, I want to start investing in my health so that I don't get to a point where I am in the hospital due to something that could have been prevented through diet. So now I'm going to be working with her. And we are going to be able to make solid changes in just a few months, again, just a few months, that could potentially save her from having a heart attack. There are so many diseases that can be prevented through lifestyle. Diet, exercise, your environment plays a role. genetics play a role, but there's so much you can do through nutrition, exercise, sleep, stress management, all of those things that are lifestyle related that can make a huge impact. And just because you have a gene that might put you at higher risk for something doesn't mean you'll get it. And using nutrition and lifestyle modifications can actually help you not get a particular disease, even if you have a higher risk for it from your genetics or your family history. So, with all of that said, I hope you got value out of this. This is literally something I am super, super passionate about because I know what it's like to struggle financially, and I don't want that to be a barrier for people. And that's often the barrier. Anytime I do an Instagram poll and I say, like, what are your reservations between for working with a personal trainer or a dietitian? It's always price. Always, always, always. So I hope this made you feel a little bit better. If you were thinking about diving in, choosing one of my services, or really any dietitian out there, I hope this gave you some more of a push to get you to make a decision, an investment in your health. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, weekend, night, whenever you're listening to this, and I will talk to you next time.